Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Oh, wow. Subhanallah. I can't believe we are finally here.
I know, right? It just feels so surreal. I mean, we've been planning this for months. And now we are here. It seems like a dream.
Yep, it really does. This flat is just something else, right? The view of the city is amazing here, Reza. I know you said it was spacious and had all the amenities, but I can't believe the school even included luxuries.
All this glitz and glam.
Amazing! Daddy, can we try to go on top of the Burj Khalifa today? What about Kidzania? It was supposed to open back home, but it never did.
Not Kidzania, Hans. I'll never go to such a baby place. And you're 13. Aren't you, like, too old for that?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm sorry. Do I know you?
No, but I follow you on Instagram and I saw you sitting alone. I hope you don't mind me stopping to speak to you.
Of course I don't mind. In fact, it's nice to see a fellow South African. You sound like you're from Johannesburg. Am I right?
Is my accent that obvious?
Not to the people living here, no. But to us who were born in SA, it is. Why don't you sit down? Can I order you a cup of coffee?
No, thank you. I just had one at home.
Oh, are you living here in Dubai?
Yes, we just moved here. In fact, we only got here last night.
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seeking lawful earnings is an obligation after the obligatory acts or prayers. Shu'ab al-Iman al-Bayhaqi. 2 weeks into their relocation to Dubai, the Osman family seems to be settling into the Dubai lifestyle. Raisa is finding her feet teaching at the private Dubai International School, which Safiya and Hanzala also attend. Ziad is enjoying his new relaxed life. He has a routine where he has breakfast with his family before they leave for school. Then he cleans up their apartment and goes for a walk to the mall for lunch, meeting new people and buying some food for supper so that Raisa and the kids have something to eat when they get home from their long day.
Wow, Mom! Can you believe we've been here 2 weeks already?
It feels like 2 months for me. There's just so much I must learn at Dubai International School. I'm still finding my feet.
Lol, Mom. You sound like one of the students calling the school this.
Well, I'm quite settled in now. And I'm quite enjoying playing house husband after all these years of going out to work.
You are barely a house husband, Ziad. All you do is warm the food I prepare on weekends and buy us meals from restaurants and reheat them.
Well, what did you expect? It's not like I was going to start cooking as soon as we got here, especially since I don't even know how to cook.
Daddy, it's so easy. Just Google a YouTube video and you can learn to cook just about anything.
And you have so much free time, Ziad. You can actually learn how to cook. This out food every day is so unhealthy.
Free time? Really, Reza? How do you think this apartment gets cleaned up every day? I make breakfast for everybody in the morning. Pack, unpack the dishwasher, clean the bathrooms and kitchen, vacuum the carpets even, and I even mop the floors. I must still take a taxi to go fetch the kids from school while you're still at work, and then I'll still come home and sort them out.
But Dad, if you're so busy with housework and stuff, where do you find time to go to the mall every day?
You go to the mall every day, Ziad?
Of course. What else am I supposed to do while you are all at school? I go to the mall.
Why don't you use that spare time to look for a job instead of hanging around the mall?
Chill, Risa. I've been looking for a job. I'll find one soon. You're the one that said You're gonna make the money at this, and it's more than enough to run a household. So, like, what's the rush now?
The rush, Zian, is that you are the man of the house, and you are the one that's supposed to be working.
Calm down, guys. No need to get all frazzled.
Hang on, Ray. You're the one who was so insistent on us moving here in the first place. I was happy back home in SA. Relocating for me was like a big deal. I've lived in the same area since I was born, Ray. And the only time I moved out of my father's house was when we moved to the complex. I had to give up my entire life. I left my mother behind because you decided on a whim that you needed a change of environment.
It wasn't on a whim, Ziad. You know how traumatized I was by the hijacking. And since we got here, I feel I'm much more able to deal with my stress. I haven't even had any nightmares since we got to Dubai.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry, Ray. I didn't mean it like that.
I think the move was the best thing ever. I love Dubai.
Ziad, I know the move was tough for you. And Jazakala for agreeing to it. I think I'm just feeling a bit overwhelmed with adjusting to life over here. It's a new way of teaching. And having to deal with kids who barely speak English is quite challenging.
True, Mom. I'm getting the hang of stuff in the classroom, but I find it hard to talk to the other girls in my class. There's so many different girls from different countries, and when they speak to each other, they speak in their home language. Plus, they're all so posh and uptight, you know.
The boys in my class are way cool. I've already been invited out for this weekend with a boy from Pakistan. They want to take me with them to the beach. Can I go, Mommy?
We'll see, Hanzala. And Saf, you'll make friends soon. I know you will. Ziad, I know you're doing your best to make things work here. I'm sorry, I got upset with you.
Ah, don't stress. It's all right. The movie's a big adjustment for all of us, I understand. And don't worry about me going to the mall so often. I'm barely spending any money there. In fact, the only thing I'm spending there is my time.
In South Africa, Aishama is about to make her second cup of tea and fill the parrot's food bowl when her phone rings.
Hello? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Aisha. Why are you screaming? What's that noise?
Oh, Homa, I'm not screaming. Just trying to make myself heard over Twitter.
Twitter? It's called X nowadays. But I didn't even know you are on that thing. You can't even manage Instagram.
No, Hahu. You've got it wrong. I'm not on Twitter or X or whatever.
Now, wait. I'm confused, Aisha. I'm confused. If you want to get off Twitter, just close the app, man. You can't talk to it.
Shh. Twitter, I'm on the phone.
Oh, Aisha, you too funny. You know, I thought you were shouting at that Twitter app on your phone.
No, it's not Twitter on the phone. It's Twitter the bird. My Safiya and Hanzala left the African grey parrot with me when they moved away. His name is Twitter.
Ah, at least your son thought to leave their bird with you to keep you company.
Wait, hold on. Let me just... Okay, phew. I left Twitter the bird in the kitchen and I came to sit outside so I can hear you.
Ah, at least your son thought to leave their bird with you to keep you company.
Gee, Twitter keeps me going. Oh, but I miss my Ziad and Raisa and the children.
That's why I phoned. I thought I'll check up on you, you know. How are you managing, Aisha?
I won't lie, Hahu. It's hard. Very hard. Oh, But I'm getting used to it. My Ziad calls me every day. And between the calls and my sewing and looking after the bird, I'm keeping busy, you know. So I don't think so much about it.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay, worried, Uti, that you must be all depressed and everything.
Ah, no. I took your advice that day to keep busy, and it's working.
Oh, good, good, Boharu. And Aisa, tell me, how are they all coping there in Dubai?
Raisa and the kids are settling in slowly. Hansala is too happy there. I think Raisa is finding teaching at that new school little hard. But you know how she is? She won't say. My Safiya had to tell me. And Safiya is also struggling to make friends because most of the children speak Urdu or Arabic. And you know our children, Hahu, nowadays they don't speak any Gujarati anymore. And even at Madrasa now, they learn everything in English. In our time, we did Beshti Zevar in Urdu, so at least we could understand little Urdu.
I know. Even my grandchildren, they're so useless with the languages. But tell me, how is your Ziad doing?
Oh, Hahu, I don't even know how to tell you. Oh, my Ziad still didn't find a job.
Ah, Aisa, so what he does the whole day?
Can you believe he cleans the flat? He vacuums and dusts and mops and even cleans the toilet. Oh, my heart broke when he told me. I didn't raise my son to be a maid.
But is he complaining about it?
No, but...
No, then don't get upset. If he is happy to do it, then rawade. Besides, isn't Raisa is getting good paiho from that school where she's teaching?
Gee, she does. But, how, you know, it's not a man's place to stay at home.
Oh, it's a changing world now, Aisa. Not like our time. Now, the Baira, all the women work and the men sit at home looking after the house and the children.
But it's not right, ne?
No, it's not right. But what must do now? Who karwano? We have to keep up with the times, Aisa.
But when my Ziad phones me, I try to tell him to start looking for a job. But he just tells me not to worry myself. And I want to phone Raisa and ask her why Ziad hasn't found anything yet. But you know how she is, that one? Like a closed book. She's very sweet, but she never tells me anything.
Ah, all the dolls are like that nowadays.
Dolls?
Yeah, dolls. Daughter-in-laws. But Aisa, I think you mustn't get involved. Eh? Let them live their lives. If Raisa is bringing enough money from her job, then Buharu, good for them. I know the man is supposed to be the breadwinner. But even if Ziad gets a job there, Raisa will still be earning more money than him. You just stay out of it, Aisa. Besides, what you gonna do from so far?
Sabha and her husband Mansoor are at a coffee shop at the Dubai Mall. She tells him about the client she had that day without disclosing her personal identity. The client, a Filipino maid working in Dubai, is estranged from her mother and Sabha is trying to get her to heal.
I needed to get away from the site to clear my head. I'm so glad you suggested 1011 Sabha. It's my favorite coffee shop.
I love the saffron latte here. It reminds me of the one we used to drink when we went on holiday to Iran. Mansoor, I saw that lady I was telling you about again today. the one I'm counseling.
The Filipino maid, correct? I remember you said she works for a very wealthy Arab family who live in one of the most exclusive mansions here in Dubai.
Yes. I won't disclose any of her personal details because of client's confidentiality. But I needed your help with this because I keep hitting a brick wall with her. She and her mother are estranged because, well, her father died when she was quite young. And her mother went through a series of men after his death. Then, when she was about 12, her mother finally got serious with some guy, so he moved in with them. But he used to abuse this girl regularly.
That's just awful, Sabah. Didn't she tell her mom?
She did, but her mother didn't believe her at first. Then, when she was 15, her mom came home from work early one day and saw with her own eyes. And she didn't even do anything about it.
Shh, Sabah, don't cry.
Mansoor, you don't understand.
I don't, but Sabah, you do. You have the tools to give this lady the right guidance.
What do you mean?
Think about your own situation, Sabah, with your amma.
Oh my word, Mansoor. I completely forgot to tell you.
Tell me what?
Papa called this morning to say Amma's Alzheimer's is worsening. Yesterday, she left the pot in the stove and forgot about it, and the kitchen almost went up in flames. Then, while I was speaking to Baba, I heard her screaming in the background, and then the call dropped.
No, Sabah. The fire sounds bad enough. I hope her screaming wasn't something even worse. Did you call Baba back?
I did. When I finally got hold of him, he said the cat Minu had wandered into the house for her dinner. Amma didn't remember they had a cat, so she started screaming and running around in fright.
Ya Allah, it seems she really is getting worse, Sabah. I think you need to pay a visit to Chicago to see your parents. It seems like Amma is deteriorating, and you don't want to have any regrets if something happens to her.
She won't even recognize me if I go to see her. Mansoor, you know, it's not possible for me to go home. Not after everything that happened to me.
That's exactly what I meant when I said you are the right person to help this Filipino lady. Don't you see, Sabah? If you face your demons, you can heal. And so can she.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.